you know, property taxes, this is not a new issue, and basically it seems to be getting worse as time goes on. Out in the ag sector right now, I know in my part of the world, which is York County, they've went up about 300% in the last 4 years, and basically we can't afford it anymore. We're over $100 an acre for decent irrigated ground. It doesn't have to be that decent either. And if you think about it, you know, a person farming 500 acres, that's $50,000. Or if you farm 1,000 acres, it's $100,000 that one entity is basically paying. And I don't know if that's, in my opinion, for starters, it is not fair, for one thing. And like I said, it's putting an undue burden on agriculture right now, where instead of my income staying at where it was 4 or 5 years ago, and you know, in those days, yes, I probably could pay it. I complain, but that's the prerogative of a farmer, correct? But right now, as the income drops and falls, and the taxes go up, it's being harder and harder. And I tell you what, I've been farming for 40 plus years, so for me, you know, I'm to a point in time where it's not a real horrible thing, but I sure don't like doing it because it's basically taken away from. You know, I look at this as a long-term investment when I'm dry ground, and part of it is for retirement. And my mother has ground that I farm for her, and it cuts into their retirement too. So it's a burden for everybody, and it's not just agriculture. It's also for the folks in the urban areas. But right now, it's really getting agriculture hard.
Really go into the Capitol and spend some time talking and enforcing the reasons to why. You know, the need for property tax relief?
Well, I don't think it's very hard to, I mean, that part's pretty easy to figure out. I don't think anybody wants to address it. It's a hard issue. And I agree with that. I mean, it's no fun when you have to go in there and say, okay, to help you out, we're going to do something somewhere else. It's basically a point of just basically spending. Somebody's got to spend a little less. And in agriculture, you're forced to do it. If not, you don't stay around very long. So if you have to put a notch in that belt and pull it a little tighter, you do it. But, you know, it seems like when you get into legislature or the school system, I'm not knocking school systems. We've got to have great school systems, and I think we do. My daughter-in-law is a wonderful teacher in a school system that's great there in York. And it's something that is necessary to fund, but sometimes maybe we have to pull back a little bit and look and see what we're spending stuff on. Plus, the state aid formula rewards inefficiency. In other words, if you spend like crazy and get up against your levy limit, they dump more funding towards you. If you know the schools that are keeping their expenses under control, they basically pull it, and that's not exactly fair either. So I said there just needs to be some change.
What type of reaction have you guys gotten as you spend some time with state senators?
Well, personally, I can't tell you much. I've been on the phone ever since the interview got over with, so it's either one interview after another. But I assume, and part of what we're going to do today, they're stalled with this right to farm constitutional amendment. And I guess if I want to talk to some of the state senators about that, I'd rather they table that or let that go and get on to some more important issues.
Yeah, that right to farm has become a big frustration out in the country.
Well, and I think all it'll be if it would ever get passed, all it would do is be in the courts for the rest of its life. So I don't know if it's not necessary either. I feel I'm in the United States. I have the right to farm regardless.
Mm-hmm. Now, after you were done talking with me, and I'm sure you do a couple more interviews, where are you going to be? You just head in, talk more to state senators within, you know, your area?
Right now, I'm going to head into the rotunda right now, and hopefully they can pull some of the state senators out that we need to talk to, and they can come talk to us for a few minutes.